Pasuk says in the Megillah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yates, it says that Malkena Yudim Haprazam Yeshim Vaari Haprazus Isim Isyam Abasa Chodesh Adar Simcha Umishtav Yomtov Mishloach Manas Ishlareyu. So when it discusses the Yomtov Purim, it mentions Mishloach Manas. Now it's interesting, the Pasuk does not mention Matalus Avianim, it's left out from this Pasuk in Pasuk Yates. If you look a couple of Pasukim later in Pasuk Chavbez, it says Kayamim Shanachim Yehudim Ivam Chodesh Shanapachlam Yogim Simcham Avliyomtov Lasus Isim Yimei Mishtav Simcha Mishloach Manas Ishlareyu Matalus Avianim. Pasuk Chavez, it does mention Tanus Levyanim. So Haloi Davar, what's the pshat? That the first time when the Pasuk discusses Yom Tov Purim, it only mentions Mishloach Manas and Yom Tov, but not Matanus Levyanim. But the second Pasuk does mention Matanus Levyanim. Why is it left out of the first Pasuk? And I thought that perhaps you could be mazal this, I'll pee what the Gemara says over in Daf Hamu Beis and Megillah. The Gemara says, is talking about whether Purim is also Asiyas Malacha or not. And the Gemara ends up saying that mitchila they made Purim into a Yom Tov, the mekabel asiyas malacha, but then they decided not to be mekabel malacha. Gemara says a malacha lo kabilu alayu. How do we know that? The mikar ksev simcha mishtav Yom Tov. The first pasuk says they're mekabel to have Purim as a simcha mishtav ve Yom Tov. Elavasayif ksev lasas oisim yimei mishtav simcha vila Yom Tov like ksev. The second pasuk leaves out Yom Tov. So that's a raya that they decided not to be mekabel Yom Tov, and therefore Yom Tov is left out of the second pasuk. So if you that, I think it's Gevaldik Meduik over here, because the first Pasuk Yates, is when they were Mekabot as a Yom Tov. It says, this is the Pasuk the Gemara brings, that they're Mekabot, Lias Isim, is Yom Abbas, Al-Khadish Adar, Simcho, Mishnah, Yom Tov. At that point, it was a Yom Tov. So being that it was a Yom Tov, the Pasuk cannot mention Matanus of Yainim, because they can't be Mesakin to give Matanus of Yainim on Yom Tov, on Purim, when there's an Isser Melacha, because you get into issues of doing something which is Aser on Yom Tov. You can't give Matanus of Yainim if they're Mekabel Yom Tov, so therefore it was left out of the Pasuk. But the second Pasuk, Pasuk HaVeiz, that's the Pasuk which the Gemara means, which does not mention Yom Tov. It says, Lasis Isim Yimei Mishtav Simcha, but it does not mention Yom Tov, because then they're decided not to be Mekabel as a Yom Tov, and therefore the Pasuk ends off, Mishach Manas Ishrei U'Matanus of Yainim, and therefore the Mesakin to yes give Matanus of Yainim. Once it's not Mekabel Yom Tov, they're able to be Mesakin Matanus of Yainim, and therefore it's very Meduyik. The first Pasuk, which is Bizman, that there is an Isser Melacha, it leaves out Matanus of Yainim because they couldn't have been Mesakin at that point. But the second Pasuk, which is after they're decided not to make it into a Yom Tov, at that point Matanus of Yainim is able to be mentioned because their taka weren't Mekabel Asiyas Malacha. I just want to be Mesayim with a Vart from Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner said that what's the pshat that they didn't want to make Purim into a Yom Tov? It seems L'chaira as a Chisaron, a Griasan Purim, that it's not Asa B'Malacha like a regular Yom Tov. But he says, really, no, it's Faket, really it's a Mila. This is really the greatness of Purim. It's a Dua from the Gra and Arizal. The Purim is Kippurim. Purim is like Yom Kippur. And the Gra is Maisif. He says, what's the pshat? Purim is Kippurim. He says, they're really two sides of one stone. Purim and Yom Kippur are really one big Yom Tov that have two sides to it. He says, every Yom Tov has a Chetzi Lashem and Chetzi Lachem. There's Inyan of Lachem and there's also Inyan of Lashem. And he says, Yom Kippur is Lachar Kula Lachem. It's all for HaKadosh Baruch. I'm sorry, Kula Lashem. It's all for Hashem. There's no Lachem. There's no Achila. There's no Shishia. There's no Musig of Lachem. So it's missing that element of Chetzi Lachem that every Yom Tov has. So Zok the Gra, that's where Purim comes in. Purim is the other half of the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, and Purim is the Chetzi Lachem of Yom Kippur. And Mitzad Sheni, it works the other way as well, that Purim is only Kulu Lachem. It's missing the Chetzi Lachem like you have in a regular Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur is going to be the Chetzi Lachem of Purim. So Purim and Yom Kippur are really one big Yom Tov that is comprised of 2 days, and one is Lachem, and one is Lashem. And there's Masber that is Bedafka, why they were not Mekabal, the Issa Melacha on Purim, because if they would be, then Purim would be its own Yom Tov. It wouldn't need Yom Kippur, it would be standing on its own 2 feet, and that would be a whole different Yom Tov. But now that it's Kuloi Lachem, and Yom Kippur is Kuloi Lashem, it becomes one big Yom Tov. That's the Hashlama of Purim, is to be Mechubar to Yom Kippur, and it's one Yom Tov of Purim and Yom Kippur together. That is really the godless of what Purim is. It shows what Purim is. It's the other half of Yom Kippur, and like the Achanim say, in a way, Purim is even greater. It's Yom Kippur, Mi Nitlam B'mi, Katan Zunit B'Gadol. The Purim is the Hashlam of Yom Kippur, and in a way even greater, and that could be the beer why they weren't Mekabel, the Isser Melacha.